Good morning. I'm Rashan Gidwani. It's Friday, the 13th of January, 2023. The Straits Times Index dipped 0.1% or 3.73 points to 3,267.78 on Thursday as the trio of Singapore banks stuttered ahead of the release of U.S. inflation data. In Singapore, among the stocks to watch is the Lien Bank Group. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones opened higher on Thursday after further evidence of cooling inflation boosted bets that the Federal Reserve will slow the pace of its future interest rate hikes. Construction and property development firm Lien Bank Group on Thursday posted a 48% rise in earnings to 22 million Singapore dollars for the first half ended November. The increase was largely driven by revenue from its construction segment, which rose 14.1% to 354 million Singapore dollars in the first half, from 310.1 million Singapore dollars in the previous year. Mainboard listed integrated fish service provider Qianhu Corporation has reported net profit attributable to shareholders for financial year 2022 ended December of $1.4 million, down 18.6% year on year. This was on the back of a 5.9% decline in group revenue to $75.3 million impacted by the Russia-Ukraine conflict and geopolitical landscape, which dampened demand for its fish segment, and China's zero COVID-19 policy, which hampered its accessories business. Workers at Twitter's Singapore office were told to empty out their desks and vacate the premises, said people familiar with the situation, as Elon Musk continues to pare expenses around the globe. Twitter staff were informed via email on Wednesday that they had until 5 p.m. to leave the Capitol Green building and resumed their duties remotely from Thursday, one of the people said, asking not to be named, discussing private information. Geo Energy Resources resumed its share buybacks after nearly a month. On January 11, the Indonesia-based coal miner acquired 500,000 shares on the open market at 32 cents each. Earlier on January 9th and 10th, the company had acquired 295,200 shares and 855,000 shares, respectively, on the open market at 31 cents each. Singapore's GIC remained the most active state-owned investor for the fourth year in a row in 2022, according to sovereign wealth fund tracker Global SWF in a report released on January 1st. GIC completed 72 deals worth $40.3 billion, up 17% from a year earlier. Mainboard-listed real estate agency PropNex has urged for the additional buyer stamp duty remission treatment for married couples upgrading from HDB flats to private homes to be aligned with that of those upgrading to new executive condominiums from developers. An expansion of Tesla's plant in Shanghai has been delayed, according to people familiar with the matter, putting a roadblock in the way of the U.S. electric car maker's ambitions to increase its market share in China. The so-called Phase 3 expansion, originally slated to start mid-year, would have seen the plant's capacity double to around 2 million cars a year, the sources said. The Volkswagen Group on Thursday reported a 7% drop in deliveries to 8.3 million vehicles in 2022, but maintained its position as Europe's top battery electric vehicle maker, with all electric sales up 26%. JP Morgan Chase has hired executives from Bank of America and Deutsche Bank to expand its corporate banking services for mid-sized companies outside the U.S. The Wall Street firm on Thursday named Stephanie Soibel, formerly of Bank of America, as head of Nordic's payment sales for corporate client banking in Stockholm, according to an internal memo. Cryptocurrency broker Genesis owes creditors more than $3 billion, prompting its owner Digital Currency Group to explore selling assets in its venture portfolio to raise money, the Financial Times reported on Thursday. Billionaire Nelson Peltz on Thursday launched a fight for a board seat at Walt Disney to help turn around the company that he said was in crisis due to failed succession planning, mounting streaming losses, and overspending on 21st Century Fox's acquisition. BlackRock plans to dismiss about 500 employees, roughly 2.5% of its global workforce, after the world's biggest asset manager grappled with sharp declines last year in equity and bond markets.